Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? We can't compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fucking buy Munich, blood.
Okay, we are recording this pod. Thank you for giving me your ears. Who cut off ears? Who was that? Tyson yeah, bit Holyfield, off. Didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. In
his
right
like
ear.
Jack the Ripper did as
Van Gogh?
What?
Yeah, he cut off his ascent to the girl he loved. And Beethoven lost his hearing, so that's kind of something cutting off hearing.
But that's weird, though, isn't it? To kind of...
Of course it's weird. He's crazy. I saw a video of a guy chopping off his old penis. Oh, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Have you seen the Australian movie Chopper?
No.
It's about the Mark Reed, and he
sounds like a super movie.
Oh, it's actually look it up. Eric Banner, you know, who played the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's actually brilliant. Chopper. It's about an Australian gangster, and he chops his top of his ears off.
Oh yeah, sounds great.
No, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
How can you say somebody goes? I just saw a movie. It's Australian dude cutting his ears off. It's great. You have to watch it.
Oh, no. That's no
why does he cut his ear off?
He's in prison.
Because he's Australian, ain't he?
Ain't he? All right. So we're actually currently watching Milan versus Genoa. It's Sunday afternoon. The team is all together. Not like Milan. It's still 0-0, but you've just gone down to 10 men.
Yeah.
Prediction time.
And you're saying it wasn't a sending off. I say... I haven't seen...
Of course it was a sending off.
Of
course it was. Yeah, of course it was. It was a fucking...
And he's a father, that guy.
Yeah, he is.
No, the guy he's elbowed, and now he's got to go home.
I love that's with a new way of watching every tackle. Like, he tackled that guy. He's a father, you know. Just tackled him, you know.
With a Harry Potter. He's got a Harry Potter cross on his head now. After
I think that could be like a Bollywood movie. You know, somebody, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the game, there's 45,000 people watching. Somebody tackles, and one player stands up and says, he's the father, you know, and everybody's quiet. And then just watch it, and then a song bursts out. That's a classical Bollywood movie.
But this would be a terrible result.
Yeah, it would.
It but looks it's still 0-0. Yeah, but you don't
it
look
is,
threatened.
But of course, down to 10 men, and, you know
the
form is...
The result is already done when they listen to this.
Yeah, no, yeah, but exactly. They can hear the tension in Stormzy's voice here.
Stormzy's.
Hear the tension in Stormzy's.
What about... Here's a good question for you. Do you think it's easy in Italy... I was going to say to go down on 10 men. To go down with 10 men
yeah.
than it is in the Premier League.
Easier.
Is the game more suited? This is a bloody good question. Is it more suited, the Italian game,
well, I guess we can
to play with 10 men?
The easiest way to answer is probably look at some kind of statistics. Yeah. That can probably be
and I would
Google
and search. Just guessing, I would say no. Because, you know...
No, I would say it's easier to go down 10 men in Premier League because the quality, the general quality to get lock up defenses is better in Italy. So if a team goes down to 10 men, you go defensive. And maybe...
That's
Italian
exactly what
better.
We've said.
No, he said no.
I would say it's... Yeah, okay, maybe there's a...
I knew that would change his mind.
No, but
though,
maybe there's
but
I still don't agree. I think that the overall quality of the British League is still, you know, if they don't do it with technique, they do it with pace. So I would say, if I was to guess, I would say it's pretty similar.
Talk about Premier League teams doing it with pace. Manchester City, this Manchester City team, since Opta started to do statistics, they are averaging 100 passes more a game than the old record was. That means that they had 500 passes in the first half against Stoke. 500. Stoke.
500 passes.
Stoke was at they had 501. Stoke had 99 in that 7-2 game, and then they're averaging way over 600 passes a game. They are almost 100 passes more than the second team on that table, and but they're averaging more than 100 passes more than the old record was.
I think this is very easy to say, very easy, because they're flying at the moment and everything is going great, but they've just stepped up. I mean, just that little triangle play they're playing. They weren't doing that last season.
We have to look at last season. You saw glimpses of it in the past, and you saw, oh, they're going to win. But then the wheel fell off. So maybe, it's possible that this is even better version than the old one. But it's also possible, but that the way they play is so intricate and so precise that they will maybe tailor off a little bit the season goes on, and maybe they'll not find that super, because the way they play, everything needs to be perfectly rhythm-wise as well. At the moment, it is, and nobody can stop them.
They had this kind of start last season, but not as impressive
not
as this.
Not as impressive, but still similar.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you've got United dropping points yesterday against the mighty Huddersfield. We will talk about that
for
the next hour. And then you've had Tottenham dropping points at home. Liverpool have dropped, you know. Chelsea.
Oh, a lot of teams. I mean, every team is quite, you know, far behind already.
Yeah, but they just look better. They just, you know. Europe, I watched the game in Europe. They look great as well.
And the squad is, of course, better. If you just look at simply the squad,
The
players they've lost are players that everybody thought doesn't cut it, and the players that came in are all improvements and just made the squad even a little better. I mean, Bernardo Silva is a top player. I mean
the keeper's great as well.
I would
give them credit for that.
Huge improvement from Bravo.
He's a fucking idiot for getting a neck tattoo, but he's a brilliant keeper.
I think the neck tattoo gives him kind of respect as a keeper, because keepers don't look that way. So he looks like, you bring on Deeney, whoever, I'm gonna knock.
I just think he feels to me like he's one of those guys that if he goes to prison, he's made. He's already sorted for that kind of look.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? They're not going to kind of go, all right, you haven't got a neck tattoo. I have, and I was the goalkeeper for Man City. And they're like, all right. But I...
that's the most hypothetical conversation.
And you're not even talking.
No, but
this is your idea to have the game on, and it's like Clockwork Orange. You're just sitting here watching it.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to perceive it by putting a grin on his face, so he's just looking, grinning on the game like an idiot.
I watched Huddersfield, and I really believe we really deserve the victory yesterday.
Yeah, you did. You really did.
Oh, yeah.
I think United...
Were you furious?
He wasn't furious.
Yeah.
I mean, he was very gracious in the first...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The first interview and then the press conference, he was... Because he'd heard what Herrera said about not having any pride and not having a good attitude. And then he said, I need to... And the guy was like... And he was like, I'm not going to tell you people. The thing with Huddersfield is... You know, we hadn't scored for a long time. Yeah. And I think he had that thing after Swansea. We played deeper. We didn't play the 100% game that we've come to play.
Yeah.
That's what we said when you got the drubbing of Tottenham, that I think you
okay,
learned.
Okay, we got beaten by Tottenham. Yeah,
yeah. But I think you learned.
Drubbing?
You learned lessons. I mean, the same thing. I think Spurs, when we play Dortmund and Real Madrid, play differently. Because we need to play that, and Huddersfield learned really quickly. I'm impressed by that. One big loss, and the next one you just did perfectly. I think he tactically he knows what he's doing, and you're gonna have some games when playing that kind of play, you can lose some games. But then
I think we looked at Tottenham. We had Tottenham, Swansea, United, Liverpool. Those were the games, and we were like, if we get something from Swansea, we've done all right there.
Yeah,
we've done our job. We've got it from United, so.
I just think it makes us feel a bit like we're more Premier League now.
Definitely.
You know?
I mean, that win is huge for Huddersfield. One of the biggest in their recent history for the
first time in 65 years, you know, that they've...
But let's also... Of course, it was a really great performance by Huddersfield. But let's talk about Lindelöf. Out of a Swedish perspective, that's the worst single performance I've seen. Like, he came on... 2 minutes later, he was... Okay, of course, Mata dropping that ball, but...
Within 15 minutes, he'd made two massive mistakes.
Is his career over in England? Yes or no?
I think under Mourinho, it's a bit problematic. I don't think it's over at all because it's still early days. He'll get his chances because of the sole reason of injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Jones, we know he gets injured a lot. Smalling, we know he gets injured a lot. Bailly has shown that he can get injured as well. So he's going to get his chances no matter what. Champions League is going to play... He's got this whole season still left to rectify the early mistakes.
But 30 million, 300 million.
It's not started well,
you know,
of course. I mean, it started from the friendlies, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, first friendly came on, he made massive mistakes. And since then, that's just the way we've gone. But in the Champions League, he's played all right. Benfica did well.
Yeah.
So he'll keep on playing him in the Champions League because now
but
they're
what
already...
is he doing with that header?
I don't know what he's trying to do, even. Is he
trying to
back off? Or?
No, I think he gets mixed between...
Leaving it and
trying to give it to the defender, trying to give it to the goalkeeper, when it should have been just a header out.
It just looks like he ducks away from it completely. I mean, like the ball's coming. Oh fuck! Don't touch this ball.
Oh no, no. I think he tries to be a bit cute with it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's mixed between thoughts. Basically.
Oh, it's horrible. And then even on the recovery, when you realize that the goalkeeper's past the goalkeeper. You know, you need to go down the floor at least to slide tackle and hope something will happen. It was Smalling who did that. So I think he just looks bereft of confidence and everything is just going bad for him.
But great win for Huddersfield.
Of course.
I watched the game on my tour. I've got a big LED screen on stage and one of the tech guys went, do you know what? Do you want me to put it up there? And I was like, yeah. So we had it on the massive screen. And then we had our dinner booked for 17:30.
Yeah.
And so we had to go to the restaurant. And I was like, maybe I should stay. I can watch. And I was too nervous to watch. It was like the playoff final.
Semi-final. Yeah.
It was just too much. You know those moments? I know we were Spurs, Milan. And there's those games where you're watching and it's just too much.
Yeah.
You know.
Like the derbies, for instance, I would say.
So we go to the restaurant and it's... Like the NACWA Man United supporters club are in. So when United get the one back, they're like, yay! And it's on big screens and stuff.
Yeah.
And then people are coming up to me going, we're coming to the show. Can we get a photo? And I'm like watching. And then this young kid must have been like 10, 11 goes, United, mate.
You hit him.
No, I was like.
Fucking prick.
I was like, no, I support Huddersfield. No, boo United. And I think he said like fuck you or something. And I was a bit like,
wow,
that's rude.
All right. And then when we won, I went up to as we were leaving.
You could have lost.
You slapped his mother.
Career would have just been lost. Al Pitcher, famous Swedish comedian, slapped a kid.
But then I went up to
his mother.
But I did go up to the kid afterwards, and I said, I said, hey, well done, but next time support Huddersfield. And he goes, United. And I really. Thought, what am I doing? I'm just going up to a child and talking to him. It was just very. It was like everybody was just leave the kid alone. Yeah. You know,
that was close, man. That was a close shave for your career.
But total delight, and we're in absolute dreamland with it.
Yeah.
It really is something we could not have dreamed of.
Yeah, you know, these 3 points, which probably the other teams around won't pick. This could be what saves you from relegation. You know, you never know.
Yeah, but also it puts us ahead of Derby's lowest points for the season.
Cuck.
No, that was that was a big thing for us.
Ah, come on.
Are you kidding me? If you were a Crystal Palace fan before that Chelsea game, you would have been like,
yeah, yeah, Let's keep another target.
This could be awkward.
What's the lowest?
I think it's 11.
11
points. So we're now past that. We're on 12.
Wow, okay, that's good.
So it's quite a good thing. Yeah,
it is.
Looking at the other games, Chelsea were like 2-1 down.
Yeah,
and it looked like they were struggling.
To be honest, they were. It was 1-0, then 1-1, then Richarlison, who started great at Watford. It's just not just the manager's great. Richarlison, it was a lot of teams were chasing, but he looks great, man, and fits perfectly in that team.
They should have been up. Yeah,
he missed that
absolute sitter.
It was a sitter, yeah.
And then they scored 2-1. At 2-1,
yeah,
he had a couple of chances. And then at 2-2, he had another great chance. So, you know, and the other day, I understand they were really disappointed after the game. Marcus Silva and everybody felt that we should have 3 points, let alone zero is a really tough to crack. But Everton, Watford looks good under Marcus Silva, no doubt. It's just that extra step they had before. He seems to be a really great manager, especially.
Yeah, yeah.
What's so special about him? Is he one of those that's getting the best out of players? I mean, that's what we look at Wagner for.
Yeah. I mean, I think both that. I think he's quick at setting up a balance in a team. The first thing that happened to Hull, that after two games, the team looked more balanced than it did the whole season. And he's very peculiar with that. And that's why it took a while for Dini to come into the side, because he was injured before and he didn't know about him. But he adapted so quickly. He saw what he did against Arsenal. Next game, this game, he started him and played that way. Aggressive, just fucking, being like a minotaur up front, just fighting. And I think he adapted that way to play that way.
But do you think he's destined for bigger clubs in the future?
I do, actually.
In the future, yes. Not now. I think for a while. I mean, I think maybe 2-3 years. I mean, whoever's going to take him now, you can take a risk with him like Spurs did with Poch, like after just 3 seasons of professional.
But I'm thinking like Everton.
But it is
they're in a struggle.
It is funny though how a manager got relegated, didn't they, last year? And he did well with them.
I bet he did great.
I know they did, but you still show your class by even in a relegated team.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean I think he showed his class better in that relegated team.
He almost saved them.
Than any other team, because what he did at Hull
was
that he showed that even with nothing he can create something. So how bad can it go? And
that's on your Tinder profile, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, that's a good one. That's a really good one. And how the hell did he know? So the thing.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Is that I just think that he showed so clearly that what he's good at straight away. He's good at building teams. Wherever he's been, that's been the thing with the team, that they're solid, they're together. He had great home records in the team before, just because that's what. And you look at Watford, they don't play like they play quite high pressing him as well.
Yeah.
Same thing with him. Hull did the same thing. He goes for it. He likes to press early. And as we said, a lot of managers do that, but it doesn't work. But he seems to be one of those who knows how to drill their players, just like Wagner, Klopp, Pochettino.
Do you think they're one of those teams that will
will be like 1 or 2 nil up and lose 5-2 like they did yesterday because of the game they play.
I think it's a different. This was a different game. It was both bad luck and the steam ran out. They can't score 90th winners every game, which as they have done the past 3 weeks. So I just think, no, that was the odd thing. We'll just see we'll see something with Watford that we saw with Southampton and the Poch. They'll lurk around top half. 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. They'll be there because they look already Marcus Silva. They look more stable than all the other pretenders.
I thought it was interesting to see the first kind of counter reaction that we had every game last year. Did you see him celebrating?
Yeah,
the win.
First time really
that was the
yeah.
Yeah, actually that felt pretty good for some reason to see that he still cares. I don't know. He's been.
Do you reckon
Conte's
watching? Do you reckon he's watching this game now?
Probably, yeah.
I just think that, you know, I mean, I saw this thing with Conte a bit like with Mourinho, that he falters in teams, that he falls out with the teams he's been out before, that he doesn't stay for too long. And maybe you'll see that, but I just think it's an easy thing of saying that it's a difficult. There was a good year for them. Last year, everything worked for them, and a lot of teams were playing bad. I think.
Do you reckon United kind of fooled people a little bit this season? Do you think?
No, I think this is bound to happen. They can't win every game 4-5-0. They haven't looked great the past couple of games.
Yeah.
So I just think this is. Isn't that typical Mourinho? He picks up a lot of points, but here and there you're going to lose it. But you know, you're never going to get an exhilarating side as City from Manchester, this Manchester team. I think that's been the only criticism, that even with the players they have, can they play better? That's been the thought.
But they started off the season brilliantly.
Yeah, they did. Is Pogba the big difference?
I think that helps, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but
no, of course that's not. For me, it's like
Zlatan.
No, but you know, no. But to be honest, now what happened in front of the Liverpool game? The way he approached them was the typical Mourinho way. But if you hadn't played that kind of football this year, and then you did the same thing against who did they play in the Champions League? Benfica away as well. And now you're supposed to dominate a game, having two games where you actually didn't create nothing on you know 180 minutes. Yeah, exactly. So it's not that easy to just turn on and turn off, you know, different styles of playing. So I think they were affected by that. They weren't sure how to approach it. They had a tactical plan for it, but the players weren't ready. They looked kind of lost. They didn't know when to, you know,
A big team like United should be able to.
Yeah, but they weren't.
I just think this is what you get from Mourinho.
Yeah.
They don't play a style of play where they dominate the games entirely. When they win 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, sometimes 4-0, they don't win like City win it. Like crushing them. They win 4-0 because, you know, they
scored the three last 10 minutes.
So, I mean, this is bound to happen. Some games, they just can't break them down. And you saw that against Huddersfield, for sure.
Palace played quite well against Newcastle.
Yeah.
I thought they kind of dominated position. Newcastle getting the winner with 2 minutes to go. They're looking all right under Rafa. And also with Mike Ashley saying he wants to sell up.
Yeah, finally.
You know, and I haven't heard one Newcastle fan not absolutely delighted. I don't know if you saw our chairman yesterday.
Yeah,
they showed him singing with the and laughing. It was brilliant.
I love that.
But yeah, Ashley says he's going to sell up and leave.
It was funny tweets after that share, and everybody was just doing all these gifs about they were dancing, being happy. It was just everybody was happy for that.
And Stoke losing again.
Yeah.
Bournemouth. I think Stoke are in a bit of trouble. I know it's obvious after a 7-2 loss to think, things are not right. I'm not sure if they're going to scrape through.
No, they've had some problems with play. They've lost. And I think we talk about balance with teams as well. Similar thing with Stoke. It doesn't seem like they have this coherent first 11 that you feel this is the best team we have. Chop and changing a little bit. New players coming in. Losing some like Arnautovic. And I don't know. It's funny because it should be one of the settled side with Mark Hughes being there a couple of years, but they actually look like they really don't know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So
also Leicester getting important points away at
after
Swansea.
Shakespeare, yeah.
Yeah. Some kind of reaction, I guess. They also got Okazaki into that starting 11. I think
that's important.
Yeah, it's really important. He gives them that energy that, you know, they dwell on.
I think the problem with Leicester is that they bought a couple of players and they need to play them, but it just doesn't work that way. Like when Slimani plays with Vardy, it doesn't work.
No.
Musa, Slimani, it doesn't work. They don't play together. The only body who can play with Vardy is Okazaki. But then you feel you don't get enough goals from him. But, you know, he scores more than they do anyways. So, I mean, at least you get a runner. You get like a Benzema for Real Madrid. He'll open up space for you.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Malmo as well. I don't know if you mentioned that, but Malmo FF.
Malmo FF won the
Allsvenskan. For the 20th time?
Exactly.
Yeah. The streets ahead of everyone.
Yeah. So, it's been, you know... kind of boring because it was only at one point during the whole season I can remember a part of the first couple of games it was only some kind of excitement to the winner but now today, you know, it's all going to it's going to be decided who gets the final European spot. So Jurgen and playing Häcken at home,
yeah,
in one hour, so the winner there gets the last European spot for sure. Tuesday in Sweden, talking Swedish football, Dalkurd against Bromma Pojkarna, both first and second in the league. The winner gets the direct Allsvenskan spot. So I'm actually going to that game. So it's going to be fun.
Östersund are actually half time up. They're up against Gothenburg 1-0.
Yeah.
So they're kind of chasing Hugh
exactly,
Gordon,
exactly. They
but
are.
It's up to it's in Hugh Gordon.
Let's talk about Östersund. Wow,
yeah,
almost winning against Bilbao, and to be honest, outplaying Bilbao. It's
yeah, they should have scored at least one or two more goals. Unfortunately, especially when we're 2-1 up, they had like three great chances.
Yeah,
1-on-1 on the keeper, but
still, at top of that group with Hertha Berlin.
Yeah.
And Soria Luhansk and Atletico Bilbao. That's just, you know, it's awesome for Swedish football. Let's see where. Surely, I will be surprised if they don't qualify for the you know, last 32. And let's see how far they can go. A lot of new money into Swedish football. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, every round, every Swedish team passes is good for the whole league, of course.
And Arsenal 2-1 up now at Everton. So can we see any changes? Do you think Koeman might?
I think this is his last game.
Especially after Lyon as well, you know?
Yeah.
Really a lot of people just getting more and more annoyed with Koeman.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, he feels when they lose as well or drop points all the time that, you know, like, yeah, he doesn't feel like he doesn't give a shit. And it doesn't feel like they got his back. It doesn't look like, it seems like the players want him there or the fans.
Or, you know, or like a controlled...
Yeah, this is the whole game, guys. This is from the last weekend.
Yeah, but control... He seems controlled, though. He's not a passionate, you know...
No, but he seems... But if you're controlled... But it looks like something is changing in the team and something is better. You know, you say like, okay, something happened, but it just feels like they bought a bunch of players without knowing what the hell they're doing. Honestly, no, I don't want to take a piss, but a bit like Milan.
Yeah.
In that
yeah.
sense.
Don't take
Montella
the piss.
Doesn't look like he knows what the fuck he's doing either.
No. That's actually the case as well.
And then it's on Tuesday and Wednesday, it's the League Cup. Tottenham playing West Ham.
Yeah, we got a couple. I mean, we drew against Real Madrid. We haven't talked about that, actually. It was a great result for us. But then we got Liverpool coming up today. And then West Ham. And then
I watched the highlights again after Spurs. Real Madrid. You really played well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think... Well,
it was kind of a cup final for you guys.
Yeah, but what we haven't talked about... The way that Spurs... I mean... We don't talk about that often, but it's defensively that we're so strong. We conceded least amount of goals two seasons in a row in the league. And I think that is the big strength that against certain teams, you just need to be able to shut shop up. Otherwise, you will never
Lloris still had.
For me, it's all
Lloris. Lloris had 2 weeks now where first at Bournemouth, he had one amazing save and then another good
save. So he's guaranteed to throw one in today.
But, yeah, but at Real Madrid, the save was even better. That was amazing.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, for me, admiring Spurs is the thing I like about them the most is the consistency. It's almost the same 11, you know, in big games. Oh, game in, game out.
So it's
yeah,
but there's a lot of changes for Madrid.
Yeah, of course. But what I'm trying to say is, looking to the squad, it's the same squad that has been there almost for the couple of 2 or 3 years.
It's
the same thing with Atletico Madrid. It's the same thing with Napoli. I think
you have to win another way. If you can't buy players for 200 million. Net plus every year.
Yeah,
you need to build in a different way.
But we're seeing bigger clubs also approaching this. Like Real Madrid have all the money in the world, but still, you know, they won everything, and you would think that, of course, you would improve the squad even more. But they didn't, and I think we will see a lot of bigger clubs maybe taking this approach.
Oh, no, that's bullshit, of course.
You don't see that happening.
I mean, we just had a summer with Neymar and Mbappe.
No, I think that will happen. That's bound to happen. Of course, these new rich clubs like Milan and
PSG. Are you listening to this?
Yeah, I'm a bit stunned, but yeah.
So you're saying that spending will go down and big clubs? I mean, it's been the opposite for the past.
I think
it'll
just
years.
Keep
but maybe,
going.
But maybe some of the clubs will approach this. I think so. I think Real Madrid is already doing it.
Yeah,
I'm not saying everyone.
Everybody, media, everybody still on Spurs back that we don't buy enough, and that's gonna go.
But it's all about the results. Come on, it's like if you get results, it doesn't matter what media says. To be honest,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But yeah, it'll be fun.
What?
So Liverpool, Tottenham, and then can we preview next weekend?
What, you got upset? I just don't feel agree. Do you agree?
I don't think spending's going to... I think there needs to
I'm
be...
I'm not saying that total spending will go down. Always, as the economy goes, the spending will go up as well. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying some of the bigger clubs will look to consistency. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, just
some of the bigger clubs will look to consistency.
If they're doing so much...
All the presidents, all the club are the same. What are they going to change? They're going to change.
Okay, but let's see. I think it's a trend. I really believe that. Maybe not in England, but England hasn't been successful in Europe for many years, so there needs to be. But some of the clubs, like, look at Inter, for instance.
But we just
talked
about
City, look at Napoli.
How good they are, and everybody will...
But City won't win the Champions League. I can say they won't win the Champions League.
But European team, England and Europe, England in Europe is doing magnificent. But they, you know, we'll wait till the semi-finals.
Let's
see.
I'm not sure about that.
So it's League Cup.
I saw Roma, Chelsea.
Shall we just preview the weekend, next weekend? You've got Juve. You've got another half to play here. You'll be without Bonucci.
I think Milan will... It feels like... I know it's not true, but it feels like the season is over. To be honest, it's a total mess. We don't have anything going for us. There's not a single player I can say is working right now. Yeah, even though,
you're gonna start talking about winning the
championship. No, but of course, but it's you know, of course, it's always you need to think fresh. But you know, they're saying Gattuso will, if Montella doesn't win this game, and which seems unlikely, Gattuso will be the interim solution. I'm not really sure about this. He's been in the he's been in the Primavera, to be honest.
No, but what I wonder, how many players can Milan try
I
to
don't know.
Go through as managers
I do
before
agree.
They realize you don't just find it's Zidane and Pep.
No, and Conte. Yeah. So, no, I think it's stupid.
Gaye has been sent off for Everton. So, next week it's United-Tottenham.
Yeah.
Arsenal, that was a huge game, United-Tottenham. Arsenal-Swansea, Palace-West Ham. That'll be feisty. Yeah. That'll be feisty. Liverpool-Huddersfield, we fear nobody.
Yeah.
You can have all the experience you want. You can have all the money we want. But if you play without fear, you have no limits. Watford, Stoke, West Brom, Man City, and Bournemouth v Chelsea.
Yeah. Those and Milan, Juventus. Let's hope we don't get double figures in there.
Oh, you changed. Yeah, come on. Stop drinking.
Those games you never know.
Yeah.
Big games. It's like a derby. You can go with it.
And currently.
Looking at the derby highlights right now.
Yeah, currently Milan have just.
No, we didn't.
No, you didn't.
We lost. Wow. Just put salt in the wounds, man. Just go ahead.
The game we were at.
Just go ahead.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share and share alike. I have my big premiere this weekend, 27th, in Norrköping, and I'm in Gothenburg on the 28th. But go to alpitcher.com. We're adding loads of dates, and you can be involved. With me.
What? With me? That sounds like a
You want
worst,
me to cut
like,
that out?
Have like
a
prostitute
I don't want to cut. Why would
That's
I want
That's very Bill Clinton-ish. Be involved with you?
Yeah, you can be involved with me.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you so much for listening. A great day for football yesterday. Not so great today, but who knows?
Yeah, let's see.
Tottenham may even everything up this
Maybe,
afternoon.
Yeah.